Vayter in Shas. We're in Kedushin Daf Chaf Beis, picking it up at the top of the page, 2, 4, 6 lines down. Tanu Rabbanan, Zokta Halaga Halaga Gemore. Tanu Rabbanan, Im Amar Yomer. This talking about the servant says, I love my master. I don't want to go out. I want to stay. Achi Yomer V'yishne. This is teaching us that he's not going to be in Eretz until he says it 2 times. And that is Im Amar Yomer. That's when we go ahead and we say, all right, you can do this if y'all want to stay over here. Amar betchilas sheish, if he says it at the beginning of the 6 years, v'lomar besof sheish, doesn't say the beginning, at the end, and near sheish, it doesn't happen. Shenamar lo etzei chofshi, because it says that the servant says, I won't go free. Achi omar b'shas etzia, which means that it's got to be, he's not going to be near to until he says it, at the time that he is going to be leaving. If he says at the time he's leaving, then yo. Amar besof sheish, if he says at the end of sheish, v'lomar betchilas sheish, but didn't say the beginning, and unirza, shenamar im amar yomar ha'eved, that's yomar kishu eved, until he says it while he is still an eved. Gemara is going to go into that a little bit in a momentary bezer Hashem to try to figure out, but hold on 1 second, but he's still an eved, so why wasn't that good enough? But okay, we're saying right now means he's got to say it when he's beginning, when he comes in, and when he's going out, or when he would go out. Amar mar, amar betchilas sheish, v'lomar besof sheish, and unirza, shenamar lo esi chavshi, if it says the beginning and doesn't say at the end, he's not going to go out because is not going to have nirtza, because the pasuk says, I will not go free, which is saying that it's got to be made when he's going to be going out, and then he's at the end. My iria mi lo etzei chavshi. Why is it that he learns it out from the pasuk lo etzei chavshi, I shall not go free? Typically, the beinan, why don't we learn out that? Because it says, ahavti sadoni asishi eves banav. We could learn it out from the fact that he must say, I love my master, my wife, and my children. Veleka. And he couldn't have said this at the beginning because he didn't have a Shivcha Kenanis yet, right? That is. We're talking about over here, Shivcha Kenanis doesn't have that when he first starts off. And Vesu, and furthermore, Amar Basov Sheish, if he goes and he says this idea at the end of 6 years, he says it twice, then why is it? Because the pasuk says, if the servant says, which means he's got to do it, he has to say he wants to be nirtza, well, he's still a servant. At the end of 6 years, he's not still considered an eved. Of course he is, so why can't he make 2 times at the very end? Why can't he say that? Amar Rava. Rava comes in. He explains. Wait. What it means by that is, betchilas pruta achrona, at the beginning of the last pruta. There has to be at least a pruta left over. So pruta achrona, and it means at the end of the last pruta of avod over there, he has to go and say that. And if he says it then he is going to be a nirtza. That's the time. Tanu Rabbanan, lo isha ubanim. If he has a wife and he has children, that is, he has a Shifcha Kenanis and he has kids that come from this relationship. Well, Lurabo ain't Isha Banim, but his master doesn't have wife and children. Ain't Onirza, then he's not able to do Nirza. Shenemar, ki ahevcha ve'es be'secha. He says that he wants to stay because he loves you and he also loves your household, which means you have to have a wife and children. And if you have a case where Larabo Ishabanam, the Rav, the master, does have a wife and children, Velo Ainlo Ishabanam, he doesn't, then Ainu Nirtze doesn't get pierced over there. Why? Shenemar Ahavti Es Adoni Es Ishti Vizbane, to say, I love the master, and my Ishti and Bane, if he doesn't have it, then it doesn't count. Who of his Rabo, if he loves his master, Rabo Ainu Avo, but his master doesn't love him, Ainu Nirtze, Shenemar Kitov Lo Imach, because he was good with him, meaning that the master loves him. Rabo Ovo, if he loves him, Ainu Avo, Rabo, but he doesn't love his master, then you know near such an emakia hivacha that you love him. Hu chole, if the servant is ill, v'rabo einu chole, but he's not sick, and near such an emakia tov lo imach, it says he's good for you. It was good for him with you. If you're sick though, then clearly it doesn't mean he was going to be good. Rabo chole v'hu einu chole. So we started by saying that if the eved is sick, but the master isn't, then not. But if the rab is sick and he's not, in a near session emer imach with you, it's got to be like you are like that as well, and that he's good, you're good, we're all good. What happens if both of them are sick? What's the din? Imach b'inan. Do we say that it's got to be imach, which means with you? V'ha'ikim. We have that because both of them are sick. Odel mekitov lo imach. It's got to be good with you b'inan. V'ha'lekin. You don't have that because they're both not good. And so the Gemara teiku. Tanu Rabbanan. It says tov imach. Kitov lo imach. In reference to a Eved Ivri, who wants to become a near it says, with you in food, with you in drink. You're sleeping on these soft stuff, and you're sleeping on tevin and straw. That should sound familiar. We did that before. Tana Rabbanan, v'yatza mimachu ubanu v'imo. Talking about the Eved Ivri who goes out by Yovel, and he will go out with you, from you, he and his children with him. Rashi says, al karcha b'bnei Yisraelis, d'i b'bnei Kenanis, ha'isha v'yoladea, b'bnei Kenanis, ha'isha v'yoladea, k'siv. This is talking about with his Jewish wife. He goes out, him and his children. And Amar of Shimon im hu nimkar, if he was sold, because he stole something, he had to get sold. And Banav Benosav mi nimkar, what do you mean? The sons and daughters also get sold. They don't get sold, right? So what is it saying? That they go with him. Mikan Shirabu Chayv Mizonos Banav. Oh, you learn from here that the Rav has to also not only take care of him, but he has to take care of his children as well. Fascinating. Kiyotza V'dover Tomer, you also similarly say, Im bal isha hu v'yotza ishto imo. If the eved is the husband of a woman, then his wife goes out with him, right? It's talking about he's a married man. It's a Jewish woman over here, and she goes out with him as well. Amar Rabbi Shimon imu nimkar ishto mi nimkar. If he sells his wife, gets sold. Mikan shi Rabbi Chayim mizonos ishto. He has to take care of not only him, also his children, not only his children, but also his waf as well, also his wife. Utsricha, we got to teach about the fact of taking care of the children and the wife. The Yishman Banav is just what it said, children. Mishum delo b'nei mea v'domechal ninu. Then we would say that he has to take care of them because they're not able to go ahead and take care of themselves, right? They can't go out to work and be able to get something, be able to work. Why? Because they're little kids. Aval ishto. But ishto the bas mechal umeavid he, she has the ability of going out. She could work. She could take care of herself. Let her do it herself. He is being ishto. He just said his wife. Dilav dirka la dure. It's not the way for a woman, you know, to go out, going from one place to the next, to be over al psachim. Rashi says lachsa al psachim lefi shehu shehibusha zabusha. Therefore, you know, she. That's why we'll take care of her. Aval bana, but the children did their kaihu la dure. It makes sense for the kids. They go ahead and they run from place to place. Emelot, so you doesn't have to take care of them. Tzricha, therefore, it has to write both. Tanu rabbanon. How do we do this thing called ritzia? Beep, turn the page. Chapez on base. Ilu nemar osno badelis. If the pasuk would have said that you go and you put his ear to the door, he see omer yidkor keneged osno badelis. I would have said that he has to do ritzia by putting a hole opposite the ear into the door. Delis ain in osno lo. And this would mean that the door would be pierced, but not his ear. V'ozen lo? Is that really true? You think that? V'oksiv, v'rotzadonov, is ozno b'metzeah. It says pretty straight out that you do it with this awl, that's a tool, on the doorpost. Ella, ha'isi omer, yirtza'enu l'ozen me'abrai. I would have said that he pierces his ear while he's outside, meaning away from the door. V'anichen el adelis, v'yidkor k'neged ozno b'adelis, and then place the ear against the door and makes a hole opposite his ear on the other side of the door. That is, you first go ahead and do it in the ear, and then you put it against the doorpost, and you do it on the opposite side of the doorpost. That's what we thought. Therefore, it comes to teach you not like that. Talmud Lomer, but Ozno Bedelis. Therefore, it comes to say that that's not how you do it. Rather, what does he say? You threw his ear onto the door. Okay, said out so. Dokar Vaholich, Atsumagay, Tzadelis. He goes, bores through the ear until he reaches the door, and he pierces through the ear entirely. Deles, when it says the word door, Shemea ni bein akura bein she'en akura. So I would understand that this is whether it was connected to the hinges or it's disconnected. It says mina mezuzo mutelis aris. It's like sitting on the floor, or not tamad lo. Therefore, come say mezuzo, which means it's got to be like on the doorpost itself. Ma mezuzo muma, just like a mezuzo is standing upright. So too, avdelis nami muma, it's got to be standing upright. It can't just be something like lying on the floor that you're going and doing it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Yodor is just a mikra zekimin chomer. He would go ahead and he would darsh in this poem. Whoa, suk. What does that mean? Says Rashi. It means that Sror Hamer Golios with Sror Abosim Toli Bitsavra the Tachshit. They used to have this type of necklace that they would wear that they would put inside of it gems, or they put inside of it some sort of perfume, bosim, some spices. Manishtana Ozen Mikali Varmashugov. How is Manishtana Ozen Mikali Varmashugov? How is it your ear different than all of the parts of the body? Why is that the one that's being pierced? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Ozen Shishama Koli Al Arsina Beshosha Marti. The ear that heard me speak Arsina when I said Kili B'nei Shal Avadim. That the B'nei Shal Avadim Avadim to me, Velo Avadim Avadim, and not servants to servants. For himself, he should have his ear pierced. In other words, because he didn't hear the message clearly. He would darsh in this pasuk. Why was it on the delis, on the door, and the mezuzah, from all the different parts of the house? Why would they be rotzea there? That's again the door and the doorpost that were witnesses. They were Edom and Mitzrayim at the time that I passed over the doorposts and the two mezuzahs, and I said, Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, v'lo avadim l'avadim. To me, b'nei Yisrael be avadim and not avadim v'avadim. Be otzeisim yavadim v'chers. That took him out of slavery, servitude, to freedom. V'halach zev v'kana adam. Last week he did it unto himself. Here said v'fneim. He should be done. The boring of the ear should be done in front of them. All right. Talk the next mission. Let's talk about Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani nikta bekesed v'shtar v'chazaka. That's where you can acquire an Eved Kenani. Kesef, shtar. Chazaka, v'kona satsman, as he acquire himself, v'kesef adei cherem, that's money through others that they go and they pay. Rashi says, what's pshat over here? That is, that he's kona satsman from his rab, from the rav. She knew the rabbi has given to him a manas, sheyehei zeh, ben chor, that he should be free. Avalu atzmo lo yikabu mehem, he can't take it from them. Afilo manas shein le rabbi rishuspo, even in condition, the rav has no rishus in it. The kasavar ain't Kenyan le'eved b'l'rabba. No such thing of an eved going and becoming something without his aruv. So it doesn't really help. So they have to have someone else doing it. U'b'shtar ali de'atzon with the shtar by himself. Rashi says that is she kablenu who he's mekabel the shtar. The Gemara refers to kulei Rabbi Meir Rabbanan and who this? This is different Rabbi Meir. All this is the word Rabbi Meir. The Gemara is going to explain the different what's going on with the Rabbeinu versus the Chachamim, the Rabbanan. The Chachamim omrim bekesef ali de'atzon. Just the flip, just the opposite. He can go in and get the kesef through himself. That is that he can redeem himself by giving money. Money in order to get himself out. Ubishtar de acherim and shtar, someone else can go and receive it for him. Ubavachi a kesef mishel acherim, as long as the money belongs to other people. On the part where it says that he can give the kesef from himself, it's got to be that it's coming from other people. The money can't be it was acquired by the Evan on his own, meaning he found it or he got something like as a matana. Because what Masha Kana Evan Kana Rabbo, so therefore go straight to them. The only way the slave can have money in order to be redeeming himself, to get himself out, is for others to give him the money on condition that his Rav has nothing to do with it. Then it belongs to him and he can redeem himself with it, and that's what that means. It says, as long as the money belonged to other people, meaning originally belonged to other people. Fracta Gemara Minalan, from where do we know? Oh, there's that. And Eved Kenani comes through money, shtar, kesef shtar, or chazaka. The chsev is a pasuk says, v'his nachaltem osam livneichem echarechem l'reshes achuza. And it's talking about Eved Kenani, and you shall hold them as an inheritance for your children after you to possess as an ancestral holding. So he's saying that they don't go out, but they go down in Yerusha. Hikishan akas of the stay achuza. They were makish. They are mukash too. Stay achuza. Mas stay achuza. Nikta because of shtar chazaka. Just like a stay achuza, an ancestral land can be acquired through kesef shtar chazaka. Rashi says, "Come on, yalef lo bepirkin daf chavav v'chol ovdei kochavim kenaanim mishenim kar la'eved." Ella shekol avadim nikraim al shem kenan mishum tchsiv be eved avadim. So we see over here that was just like that, something which is can be done through that. So too, af eved kenani nikbe kesef shtar chazaka goes on the vayter imas deachuza chazer sal baylam yovel. In fact, the Gemara, if it's really true, you want to go and compare these two, then just like a steachuza goes back to the original owners on Yovel, right? If you sell it, then by Yovel goes right back to them. Af Eved Kenani Chozer LeBailim BiYovel. So then that means that we can say Eved Kenani is going to return to the original owner, meaning that he is to himself, his own owner, when it comes along Yovel. Tamad Lofer, the person comes to teach you Leola Behem Tavodu. They say that you shall enslave them forever, which means that they don't go out in the year of Yovel. Tosfos just explained, even the Le'olam by us means by Nevin Ivri, means only until Yovel, over here, Dafka doesn't mean that. Fine. Tana, afba chalipin, even do chalipin that can be required. V'tana didan, our tana, what's pshat, doesn't say chalipin then. It says because milsa delesa b'metaltalin katani, things that are, he only said things that are not to do with metaltalin. Meaning kesef shtar and chazaka are not going to be kona metaltalin. They have to do other things like mashicha or agba. So that's one to mention. Milsa de isa metaltalin katani, something that is connected to metaltalin in some way. They didn't throw in, and that would be chalipin. Now, Amar Shmuel Evid Kenani Nikla B'Meshicha. He wants to say that you can even do it by Meshicha. It's pulling him near you. Kids at house, so Tukfo Butz Lokano. If he grabs him and the slave comes towards him, then he was going to him by doing such a thing. Right? It says B'Chazaka. Right? You grab him B'Chazaka. Kroa Butz Lokano. But if you just called him and he came by his own, right? It says Demidaiteos of Einzo Meshicha. It's not called Meshicha. Right, so chazaka doesn't mean chazaka, it means chazaka means strong. So it's done here, ketzad tukfo, with strength. You grab him against as well. Uba, it's low. That's called meshicha. But if you call him and come, it's not called meshicha. Bishlam atani don't make sense according to artana. As for why he didn't mention the idea of meshicha, because milsa disa metatlin lo katani, he didn't write things that have to do with metatlin, and meshicha is all metatlin to gezach, the less of metatlin katani. But something that is not going to work for metaltalin, he does write. Okay, so that's why Meshicha is not an issue over here. Ela latana bra nisni Meshicha, but according to the outside tana, I mean, the tana of a braisa, he should also say Meshicha as well. The fact that he didn't, maybe that knocks off Shmuel's dinner view, that he says it also works with Meshicha. And with the Gemara, Kikatani milsa di isa bim bimakarkoi bim metaltalin. What the Tana wanted to put over there is only something that's going to work both for land and for metatlin. Meshicha, the metatli isa b'mekarkoi lesa lokatani, but meshicha, it only works with the metatlin, doesn't work with land, therefore he didn't go ahead and he didn't put it in over there. Okay, kitsa takvo uba etzlo kano, So we said, if he pulls him, then he's going to be Kona. If not, then he's not going to be Kona. If he just calls to him. Calling him is not good. How does an animal acquired by handing over, by giving it over? Rashi says, a huge animal, the big, fat, strong animals are acquired through Mesira, through a giving over. How do you do that? If he goes and he grabs his, talpa means his hoof, and a basara, or grabs him by his hair, I was just going to say, shabrosh asus, ba'ukav shaleh, or grabs onto the saddle that's on it, b'shlif shaleh, or by the shlif is the Rashi's masoy, the burden that he's carrying a load, b'prumbia shabapia, or the stuff that's in his mouth, the bit that's in its mouth, that the horse has in his mouth, a bazook shabazara, for the bell that's on his neck, kano, then he's konit. Kate said, "B'meshicha, what about meshicha? How do you do that? Kari love yiba. If you call it and it comes, al shehikisha b'makav ratzel in front of, or he hits it with a stick and it runs in front of him. Kavan sha'akri yad v'regel kano. As soon as he lifts up his leg, and it's the two different parts of his body, its legs, the front one and back one, he's acquired it. Rabbi Asi v'amr la, Rabbi Acha omer, ad shetahalik l'fanam lo komso. He has to go the distance of a full length of him in order to pass it. So what do we see nonetheless? That if you cause an animal to go by calling it, that's called Meshicha, which goes against Shmuel about when we said Evan Ivri, Evan Kanani, I'm sorry, only if you pull it, not if you call it and it comes. Amri, so they said, no, Behema Adaiti Demara Azla. The animal that's listening is going because of Demara, the master said it. Rashi says, Al Das, Akori Osa. There's no das, no decision making. And Evan's going on his own das. Rashi says, midas atzmo. He has choice. He's bechira chavshis. Oh, the blender strikes again. This expires. His free choice over here to go ahead and to do what he's doing. So when he goes, you can't say it's just like a reaction that was being done by the master, but rather his own decision over it. Therefore, it doesn't work. Okay, so now Amravashi Evan Katan Kibahima Dami says that a slave who's a katan, a little child, is like an animal. Rashi says the Leslie Das Kibahima Dummy. He's like a behemoth because he doesn't have any das. Vim Koro Lashem Kenia but slow kano. If it causes him in order to be coned, he comes, it works. Tan Rabbanan, what about Chazaka? Kids of Chazaka, how does that work? Hitolo min alo, the slave comes and he takes off the shoe for him. He takes off his shoes. That's like a slave to Gazak to go and do. You don't just walk over and take somebody's shoes. So if he does that, Rashi says, Eva Lokeach, then Oholik kelim v'achar l'beis hamerkat. So he goes and carries his kelim, you know, to the bathhouse. If shito, he takes off his clothing. He starts taking off his clothing for him. Hechitzo, he washes him. Sacho, he puts oil on him. He anoints him. Gerdo, or he would scrape off his skin, which is a thing that they used to do back in the day, take off like dry skin and things like that. Helbisha, he gets him dressed up. He knew, puts on his shoes. He lifted him up. That's just evidence. He came along and he lifted him up. And he's showing him, like helping him to get into bed. Kono, then he is Kona through all these different types of things are considered Kona. Amar Shimon, Lote Chazaka Gedola Me'agba. There's no Chazaka greater than actually lifting him up. Sha'agba, Kona B'chol Makom, Agba works in every place. When Rav Shimon throws this last statement of his in, he says, oh, you should know that Lote Chazaka Gedola Me'agba, because the Buzz Kona B'chol Makom. We're trying to understand, like, what does that have to do with anything? Mike Amar, what is he saying? How do we compare the case of when Tanakama said working was being like servant towards him by lifting him up, and the standard case of when we said that doing Hagba is going to go ahead and work in every place? Amar of Ashi, Higbio Hula Rabo Kano, if he goes and he lifts it up, the one who wants to be his master, then he acquires him. Higbio Rabo Lo Kano. But if the one who wants to make him into a slave and he goes and he lifts him up, if I go to the slave, I want him to be my slave, I lift him up, then it doesn't work. Amar of Shimon is not going to work as a slave. Amar of Shimon, Lote Chazaka Gedola Me'agba. Rav Shimon now is arguing that statement. He says, nah, what are you talking about? There's no greater thing than Agba. Shagba, Kona Chol Makom. So just like it's Kona Chol Makom, it's Kona Yirasa, and that even if the man comes and he picks up the Eved, that's going to be something which is going to work as well. In fact, the Gemara, Hashad Amar Tigbiyo Hu L'Rabba Kano, and that if you want to say over here, that if a slave lifts up the master, now he acquires a slave. Elameata shivcha kananis tikana bebia. If that's so, then let's learn out that shivcha kananis is able to be acquired through bia. How is that so? Because when there's tashmis that's happening, and she moves upwards during the tashmis, that's lifting him up. Says Rashi, daigbio hu l'rabo kano, and shivcha kananis tikana bebia daha agbale, because she's like lifting him up. Says Gemara, ki kamina, when do we say that's acquired through lifting the master, zenen of his emitzar? That's when the one who's the master is getting pleasure by being lifted up, and the slave is getting tsar, and therefore showing that he's his master by lifting him up. So he's getting tsar, and he's showing I'm working for him. But halcha zenen of zenenu, this is a case where they're both getting an awe, therefore it won't work. Shalok kedarka ma'iklimer. What about if they're doing tashmish be shalok kedarka? Why wouldn't that work? Because we're assuming now that she's not getting pleasure from this. Who says that there's no hana to both of them in such a case? If it says mishkevei isha, they equated the idea of kedarka and lo kedarka. We saw this in other mesachto todan. What do we see over here? We got a tough on the scene. Okay. Anyway. And therefore, just like one can't acquire a shivka kananis through regular tashmis, so they can't do a shalok kedarka as well. Story time: Rabbi Yehuda Handua gerish ein lo yorshin hava. Rabbi Yehuda Handua from we understand this to mean like Hodu, and that is Rashi's Eretz Kushi, Kush Metagamin and Hindua. Right, it means coming from. We've got ourselves over here. What is this, Jimmo? Someone says to me from Ethiopia, and he converted, and he had no Yorshim. Cholash, he got sick. Oh, Marzutra L'Shayuli Beir. Marzutra came to check and see how he's doing. Chazi Tkafli Alma Tuva, and he saw that he was going to the good world. Right? This seemed to be the end. Rashi says, Gosis Matlamos. He was on his deathbed. He's going to die. Amar Le Lavde. So Marzutra said to this Ger's slave, his Eved Kanani, Shlof Li Masnoi V'Amtinhu Lebesa. Take up my shoes for me and carry them to the house. Rashi says that Liknoso Bechazaka Haya Miskavin. He wanted to acquire him through Chazaka. Sheheba of Duso Kishiyamo Sadono, said he should be a servant for him when his master come and dies. Ikidami Gadalavu. Some say that the slave was a Gadol,
meaning he was over balmy. He was a big boy. Says Rashi, ha'eved v'nizhar bo shelo yizakehu atzmo min a hefker lefikach kadam lefnei amisa v'zachabo v'ager pirish lemisa umar zutra pirish l'chayim tachtov shelo yehi ha'eved b'lo adon rega echad. The Gemara now is going to explain out what we just read. But so some said he was a gadol. Beep, turn the page. Chav Gimel. Zeh perish lemisa v'zeh perish l'chaim. That Rabbi Huda, the Ethiopian guy, he's going to die. The other Marzucha would come take him over during his lifetime to make sure that he's going to acquire the slave. V'ikadami. Some say the katan hava. Others say that no, he was a katan, but he still wanted to make sure that he's not going to be a hefker even for one moment. With lo kav shol. And not in the world of Abba Shaul, the Tanya, as we learned in a brasa. Rashi's the Amar Kolam Machzik Behem Zocha Filul Achrizman Zochamen. We'll see it, the Tanya. Ger Shemes Bizbizu, Yisrael Nechasav. If a Ger dies, he has no Yarshim, and Yidden come, and now they take his stuff, which is now Hefker. The slaves acquired themselves and then become free. He says that adults, and they acquire themselves and become free. Anyone who goes and grabs them, they are zocha by taking them. So we see that Abba Shaul is of the opinion that the legal ability to automatically acquire oneself is only by a gadol, but not by a katan. So therefore, the katan remains hefker until someone goes and takes him. The Tanakhama says that even a katan have the ability to automatically become owned, assume ownership of themselves when they're hefker, and therefore they become free. So we're saying, not like Abba Shaul over here. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.